K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University. Eddie Greer here, recording on this early Saturday morning postcast. Y'all know what time it is. August 29th, 2026. Your favorite first time listening to this show, podcast, sports show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest edition of this podcast. I'm going to get this in real quick. I'm throwing another curveball at y'all here this morning. But anyways, postcast, you know what it is. Volleyball opened up their season finally last night. And, of course, it's crazy. A week. Well, you fast forward a week from right now, it's going to be game day Saturday. K-State football will be taking on Nichols at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Oh boy, almost forgot about that. So, leaving off that. So, very excited about next Saturday about that. But right now, just focusing on the now. How about your Lady Valley Cats sweeping last night? Oh my goodness, give me a check by notes here real quick. Yeah, Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Well, we're off to fabulous start on this Saturday, but K-State, Jason Mansfield, head coach of this volleyball team, sweeps Texas A&M Corpus Christi last night. Clean sweep, 3-0 last night there to open up the 2026 season there. The offense will get some numbers right off the bat. Well, actually, hold up. First off, we'll just start with this. 25-15, 25-14, and then Corpus Christi try to make something happen late in the third set. Couldn't do it. As K-State avoided going to a fourth set there, 26-24. Of course, this is part of the K-State Invitational there as well. The offense, K-State offense last night, 247 there in the sweep, 10 blocks, 40 digs there, and holding the Islanders of Texas A&M Corpus Christi to 0.90 right there. This, and I think you're gonna be hearing this name all year. We talked about this name, we talked about her a little bit, well, not a little bit, a lot, throughout when she was committed to K-State, and when we saw the numbers, we saw the accolades there. We had an episode about her a little bit more than a little bit, but you're gonna be hearing this name. I brought this name on yesterday's episode of the podcast. I mean, preview this episode, the special preview of the episode. That name, I'm talking about Addison Massey. 14 kills last night by the young freshman there. 45th win last night for head coach Mansfield at Kansas State already. So you're already five away from getting 50 wins in the career already. That is crazy to have note there as well. Jason Mansfield here in a statement, we got him in a press release saying, man, we're getting after him here in the show already. But anyways, quote, Coach Mansfield, I think the first two sets we played well enough to win, but it just didn't feel like us. We were making a lot of uncharacteristic errors and hesitations. I think the nerves were real. We were excited to play in front of our crowd, in our band. Obviously, made really, really good plays defensively. And then the third set, Texas A&M Corpus Christi just kind of settled in and started to pass really well. Their offense was kind of clicking, and we couldn't slow them down. And then we were back to just searching for answers, but came to come back the way we did at the end of the third set. It's really special and proud of them for that. Just a lot of learning moments in our first match. The goal was to win three sets. We did that. I think we all have higher standards. We want to try to play a little cleaner volleyball, end quote. Yeah. So, again, this is a young team. So, you get a lot of upset, a lot of hilly moments. You could probably say that in early this season. This is the first time this team outside, you know, they came in with sweeping Oklahoma. Again, that game didn't count because it was open. I mean, yeah, it's Oklahoma, but it didn't count because preseason, right? So, yeah, you're gonna get a lot of that. This team's gonna still, I know, they've had a lot of practices and whatnot over the summer months, working out, weightlifting, all that. Now the games count, and we're going to see how this team continues to mesh together as they begin this 2026 journey there, and they begin with a sweep. Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, it's early. A lot of cleanup there doing. Fortunately, hey, K-State straight tighten up there in that third set and rallied to beat and avoided that fourth set with Texas A&M Corpus Christi as K-State sweeps the Islanders to start off the 2026 season right out of the blocks. We're going to take a quick timeout here on this postcast. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to this postcast. 3-0 K-State over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. K-State women's volleyball gets the 53rd season of K-State football volleyball underway. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. So, all right. So here, we talked about some of the returnees having to pick things up a little bit, right? Emerson Van Landen, three service aces, and she came in. Several service aces last year there as well. Van Landen also, Cameron Stuckey hit 167 there in this season opening volleyball match. While five different players registered a kill. Massey, hold on, this is set one. Okay, my bad. I'm going to do sets. I don't want that. All right, but that's set one. I was looking at the wrong thing. All right, yeah. So reminder again: K-State 247 last night. Corpus Christi held to a buck in this game. 28 kills, 19 errors on 100 swings. Aston Massey, let's go right back to her again. First collegiate start, freshman, so you should have figured that out. Y'all should have figured that out, K-State Nation, there with that one. Reagan Fox, 400 last night. Reagan Fox, again, is going to be right in the middle of all this success for K-State if they're going to win matches in 2026. 400 hit, 8 kills. Skylar Brady? Yes. Skylar, I got that when I'm looking at the roster. Yeah, Skylar Brady was the next in line with 7 there. Also, Futa Skeda, the transfer, getting in on the fun last night. Also, with 12 digs, along with 5 sets there as well. And back to Van Landen, 31 assists on the night for her there as well. So, this is some of the numbers there as well. And speaking of numbers, 7. Yeah, we talked about 7 letter winners coming back on this roster for K-State. 7. Lady Volleycats started last night, made their first start as a K-State Wildcat on that court, Morgan Family Arena. So there's that. And of course, 6 straight opening home victory for K-State last night with the sweep on the Islanders of Texas A&M Corpus Christi there. And now, Jason Mansfield, look at this. Staying on the number subject, 27-15 in 3 set matches. So you already got one already. So it's that as well. So that's some of the numbers there as well. And yeah, so there's that. So of course, K-State will conclude the K-State Invitational tomorrow afternoon, lunch hour, 12:30 Central Time, right back at Morgan Family Arena. There is a match today. There is a match today between K-State's next opponent, Campbell, which is going to be tomorrow afternoon, in Texas A&M Corpus Christi. So Corpus Christi going right back to that court later on today as they'll take on Campbell. And then tomorrow afternoon, which is going to be part of a big Sunday in sports-wise for K-State, you're going to have Campbell 12:30 at Morgan Family Arena. So if you're in Manhattan, if you're chilling out in Manhattan this weekend, it's going to be a good weekend. But if not, that's all right. But if you're coming back to Manhattan in time tomorrow night at Buser Family Park, it's the undefeated K-State soccer team taking on OFO Nebraska. We talked about a little bit again on yesterday's episode there as well. So setting up the stage there for Sunday as well. But what a start for this young crew of K-State Women's Volleyball there to get it done, led by the outstanding freshman. Let's call it what it is right now. Addison Massey off to an electrifying start in 2026 there as K-State sweeps Texas A&M Corpus Christi in the home opener, in season opener last night at Morgan Family Arena. The Pro Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free by daily on Chess Court. K-State content, you know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Purple Project Podcast. Hey, another reminder. Postcast or reaction after every K-State athletic event. Yes, sir. And then, of course, again, another reminder a week from today. Yes, sir. K-State football returns. Much anticipated return to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to take on Nichols there. And we got a sighting. Cross-country schedule came out yesterday. So I'll probably sneak one more episode in today. Well, I don't know if it's going to be out today, but this will be out today on the feed. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast. If you're not already to this daily podcast, I don't know what you're doing. Make sure you do that. We'll be coming at you daily and all that. And of course, hopefully I should be wrapping up the positional preview so I can get those out going in, finishing up the weekend, and of course going into next week, setting y'all up for that season opener in primetime against Nichols, stripeout game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So there's that as well. So yeah, cross-country schedule came out. We'll take a look at that at some point between now and Monday there as well. Congratulations to Jason Mansfield, head coach of the women's volleyball team, off to a nice little start there. Of course, you're hosting your own case. You're hosting your own case, your invitational. So there's that. But anyways, K-State with a dub last night there to start off this year, and you could not ask for that as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Oh yeah, important part. Make sure y'all rate us. Please rate us. Y'all had all summer, and y'all have all fall to do that as well. Come at you daily, every single day. Make sure you do that. It doesn't help us out, but it helps out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. K-State Women's Volleyball, K-State 3, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, nothing. This has been another postcast winning edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Who cats?